What's up, people? Today I want to talk about what do you do first thing in the morning? As soon as you wake up, what do you do? Do you check social media? Do you grab your phone and start looking at emails and text messages? Do you pray? Do you give gratitude for being awake? Do you get up and go to the bathroom? What is it that you do? I'm going to share what I do, what I have done, what I still kind of do, and what I'm trying to do. I think it's really important. Everything that I read is always about the intention that you set in the morning. And I want to share a little bit about my experience and see what y'all are doing first thing in the morning.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Nazha, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
All right, so here we go. I'll be open and honest with you. My entire life, up until maybe about a year or two ago, I was very depressed. So waking up was never fun. I would wake up like, oh no, be getting dressed begrudgingly, like I can't wait to get back to this bed. So some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all might have never experienced that. And some of you might have just experienced that in fits and starts. This is a daily thing, right? So when I started to get more busy with my business and my work life, I would wake up first thing and check text messages, see if I got any jobs, check emails, check social media, see if there's any action there. And that for a while did actually help me get up and get going. There's like, oh, there's action. There's like something's happening. So that did help me to get up. And then sometimes it helped to kind of stimulate the ADD and the non-focus. And then I'd be, you know, lost in the sauce on Instagram for 3 or 4 hours. And then you don't have any oomph to start to get anything done. You know what I'm talking about. That's happened to you, right? So let's talk about what I'm up to these days and what has it really helped me. All the, you know, business books I read and things like that and successful business people say that the first couple hours upon waking, like to starting work, you want to do things that are in offense mode. There's offense and defense in sports, right? So defense means you're responding. You're looking at the emails and you're responding to all the emails you got. You're answering inquiries, you know, those kind of things. Maybe even more that, right? What you want to do to set the tone is for the first hour or so starting work. And we're going to talk about upon waking. First hour or so starting work. Be in the initiative building phase of you reaching out, you networking, you that, not responding to inquiries. Where I would think, and you know, especially if you come from a survival mode, you're like, no, I got to respond to all this. I got to chase the money. I got to get it. But I'm letting you know now, I still have that mode a lot of times. But the other way is more fruitful and it works better for you having quiet time and reaching out. So let's talk about, you know, what you can do right upon waking before grabbing your phone. Now, a lot of times we're using our phones as the alarm clock. So it's too tempting if you have that to like, just shut off the alarm and put the phone down. You want to check your text, check anything. Well, let me just see, maybe you get caught up in it. So you might have to have a different alarm system, or you can put your phone on airplane mode so that you're still able to use it as an alarm, but then you're not, you know, right there, you know, you have to kind of turn it off airplane mode. So let's see if you can really do this. I've tried it a number of times. Like upon arising, upon awaking, I like to pray. And I don't know if you've seen my video or not, but what I do is I put the phone as the alarm clock under the bed or under a piece of furniture. I have like a window seat, and I get on my knees to bend down to pick up that phone because I put the phone under there in the night. I get on my knees, pick up the phone, shut off the alarm, and then since I'm there on my knees, then I do my morning prayers or gratitude, or give gratitude to the sun, or that you're actually even awake. And even if some days you're like, I hate how I feel, I hate life, but hey, at least I have the scruples to realize I'm not in a good mood, right? There's still gratitude for that. So try it out. Try that out, right? And then upon arising, wait 1 hour before checking your phone. Can you really do that? Right? So you want to not become robotic, where you just wake up and get right to a machine. There's too many images and there's not enough space for real life and real creativity and to show your true gifts. So let's talk about some things of how we can really set the tone of the day, because I'm telling you, if it's not working and you're not feeling great inside, your business isn't thriving, you just feel like, you might be in this comparison mode of you wake up and you get right onto like a movie set, which is Instagram, right? So let's come up with solutions to not be able to do that. So let's see, I have like three ideas, right? One is to pre-commit. You got to pre-commit the night before, because in the morning, who knows how you're going to feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, based on our moods and, you know, hormones and other people and all that. So pre-commit and plan. What will you do in place of picking up your phone in the morning? I'm up and I want to get to that phone. I want to see what's going on in the world, what's going on in my world, what's going on in the phone, what's going on in Instagram, what's going on in Beyonce's or Kanye's life. Like, I got to look. No. Find that out later. Pre-commit and come up with it, right? So a couple options are, you can pre-commit, okay, instead of picking up my phone first thing in the morning when I wake up, I'm going to set, even if you can't get to an hour, set 15 minutes not to look at the phone or whatever it is. And pre-commit and know that if you fall off, just get right back on it. Because the whole world, there's 8-year-olds, there's 3-year-olds, there's 10-year-olds, there's 7-year-olds, we're all addicted to this thing. This is a group phenomena, right? You can do better. I can do better. So what will you do instead of picking up the phone? Pre-commit to that. Will you pray? You could check your emails rather than going right to Instagram. And if you're, you know, have some sort of email business or booking site or something like that. But I would suggest trying to make it something not digital, something undigital. You know, it could be inspiring words. You can write in a journal. You could just look at nature. I had a good time the other day just looking at a tree and watching like one little leaf blow, like the movements of the leaf, right? And there was a time where I wouldn't be able to do that. I would never be able to sit still and do that kind of stuff. I would feel too much, feel too many feelings, too much stuff would come on. You know, build, like, just try to do something so that you remain intact as a human being, because our human dignity is at stake if you really settle down and look around for real, for real, for real. So do something uplifting, like handwrite a couple cards to your clients. Do something. You will really see a major difference by spending 15 to 60 minutes a day when you wake up without getting right to the phone, okay? And then after that is established, that kind of stuff, then you can maybe move on to like the stillness and silence, like non-digital, like going for a walk. Just sitting and really enjoying your cup of coffee or tea or whatever you do in the morning without reading anything, without looking at any of these screens, just really remembering what is it like to just be a human and be in myself, because we have this pacifier now, this phone in our hand that connects us to everything but is in essence getting us unconnected, right? So I'm just trying to talk about, share what I'm doing. And I don't always do it if I feel really down. It's like, well, let me look at my phone and see if there's anything, anyone that needs help. You know, I want to help, you know, but it's like, I'm all of these podcasts I'm saying for myself as a listener, I would learn. And I'm trying to, you know, give what I've learned as well, sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And then the other thing that you can do is if you're in the process of building your business, not doing anything digitally, right? Sitting down, we're really good. Let your creativity pour with that old pen and paper, right? We all have notebooks and pen and papers and all that. A lot of times we can write and write and write and come up with ideas and ideas and ideas, but the implementation is where we need help, you know? So that's why I really like to help people with the coaching and meeting with me weekly or checking in and you know, having these accountabilities and goals to keep on top of things, because most of us need that help and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you're in that phase of trying to build something, then still you can spend 1 hour non-digitally. You wake up, you know, you get ready, and then not digitally, you sit down with your good old pen and paper and just have a time chunk. Okay, I'm going to set 45 minutes. I'm going to set 1 hour. I'm going to set 20 minutes. Where do I get clients? Just sit down with your pen and paper and think about where can you do it. Think about your whole neighborhood. Think about the people that you know and the people that they know. Think about the schools in your area, the sports teams, anything, right? This could be something that you spend time with. 45 minutes in the morning, how do I get clients? How do I build out the class that I want to do? I don't know where to start. I'm really overwhelmed. Well, start by sitting down for 45 minutes with a blank piece of paper and a pen and writing down everything. And maybe you'll get to the point where I don't even know where to start. I need help. Okay, well, here I am. Have a session with me and I can help you build out. Here's the five or six things to do. Now go do them. Or if you need more help with me, then each week we meet and I'm like, okay, do these three things from that main thing. Then do these other three things. You can have a money marketing plan or anything, whatever it is. Sit down for an hour or so without digital things, especially if you need clients. I think that's really important. I have an ebook called The 55 Places to Market Your Beauty Business. These are 55 places that are in almost every neighborhood, especially in the U.S., where you can get clients and cross-promote and learn how to get clients. So spending time with that, you know, reading that for 15 minutes rather than jumping onto social media. And then the following day or that same day, you read it for 15 minutes. And then for 15 minutes, make a plan. Okay, I'm going to go to the tailor. She said to go to the tailor, and I tell you in there exactly what to do and say, and then do that. This is the only way that anything works. I think we are in a dreamlike thing where we're looking on social media, we're looking at celebrities, and we just think, oh, it's so easy and that just, you know, just happens, poof. No, I've worked with celebrities. I've sat in the room with Beyonce and Jay-Z while they're talking and saying, like, oh, this is in trend, let's call our stylist and let's get more jeans and let's do this and we got to go to this thing tonight. I've sat in the rooms with celebrities. They are not coasting. They are working super hard to the point of throwing up, right? Because they don't really ever have off, because it's this machine. They are the product. They're a machine and people are pulling out of it every which way to make money. And until they get to a point of actual ownership of themselves, record companies own them, fans own them, this stuff, right? So just know that no one is sitting around in the lap of luxury. I've been in those rooms. There's the same humans. When they go to the bathroom, it stinks. They got stomach problems when they eat the wrong food, and they are working, and they are what we want to do as humans. Whatever you have, whatever type of job, is to have some sort of balance and flow. And I think it really comes into this morning routine. When you first wake up, do you wake up like in financial enslavement and in this work mode, get the bag, survival enslavement? Now, even if the bills aren't already met, yeah, you are in survival mode, you need to get it. But mentally, you don't need to be there. You don't need to wake right up and get right onto the phone and not give yourself even 15 minutes of prayer or gratitude or silence. So I hope that this helps. And let me know what it is that you're doing first thing in the morning. Ciao, peeps. You know, man.